Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Todd Tomasella with Safeguard Your Soul Radio, and I've got Frank Telford on the line. Good morning, Brother Telford. How are you?
Good morning, Todd, man. I am sitting here enjoying a lovely rainy morning in Virginia Beach, but the rain is good. It brings a refreshing and a renewal, just like the Lord's mercies are new every morning. I really enjoy the rain.
Amen. Well, you know, that's a great point, because the Bible speaks of the washing of water by the word. And as I was looking at the material that we're talking about this morning, which is pretty shocking, it's also a refreshing warning in the holy fear of God to freshly cleanse us and set our hearts aright, if you will, in the fear of the Lord, which the Bible says is clean, Brother Frank. And that's just incredible. And every true believer has experienced that, where you're freshly, like, instilled with, or imbued with the holy fear of God, and it's such a clean feeling. I believe that's Psalm 19, verse 9. The fear of the Lord is clean. Now, Brother Frank, we're talking about today an ancient form of false worship of devils called Baphomet, the homo transsexual god of this world. You wrote a shocking piece, which has been shared within a week or something. How many times?
It's about up to 900 now.
Yeah, on social media. Yeah, and that will just kind of just be, what's the word? Not prolific. Yeah, prolific and exponentially shared from there, I'm sure, because it's out there on 900 Facebook, on tens of thousands, actually, but incredible. This has brought great interest, but anyway, Christians worship, you write in this piece, our Heavenly Father, but the world worships the Father of lies. And then you said, the God of this world perverts the things the one true God has called good. And then you have these pictures posted, which our radio audience can't necessarily see, obviously, at the moment, but we've all seen these images, Brother Frank, right? I mean, can you explain what this monstrosity of a demon figure this is that we see all over the place, and in rock musicians like Beyonce and Madonna, etc., and these people enacting this diabolical worship? Can you explain that a little bit to the audience?
I'll do my best. It's funny, because when I posted this, I took some heat for the fact that I was exposing the darkness, that some people even said, you know, you're researching, you know, evil too much. And I really didn't research it that much. I basically got an epiphany, you know, as I kept seeing these pictures shared. I kept seeing celebrities with either shirts with this creature on it. And then what I saw that was not long ago, I think most people saw that, I think it was in Oklahoma, the Satanists wanted to replace the Ten Commandments with an idol of a goat-headed fallen angel that had children around him. And I saw that. I knew what that was. I knew that was Baphomet. This was an ancient entity that the Knights of the Templar worshipped. I mean, he's been passed down from time. You know, it might even go back as early as, you know, representing the scapegoat in early Hebrew days. But what I recall is, as I was thinking about that, is we have a teaching out. We have a spirit in the world now, and it's a demonic spirit that is opposite and it's opposed to the Word of God. It's opposed to God's spirit, and it's opposed to His holiness. And when you go back to the very beginning, when the Lord created things, He said one word after each one. He called it good. So what would Satan do, who hates God? He would try to pervert that. He would try to take what he called good and change that. And that's kind of a way that he's snubbing his nose in God's sight. And he's like, look, I'm going to have your children doing what you call bad. And so from the very beginning, there was an interesting conversation with the Pharisees and Jesus about marriage. And Jesus, you know, point blankly says to them, he says, from the very beginning, God made male and female. He says, he almost in a way, like, don't you guys already know this? He says, have you not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female? That's in Matthew 19, verse 5. And so what we see today and just recently is a defilement of that. It's a defilement of marriage, and it's gone so far as now you see that the media is in the world is promoting this transsexualism. Recently, Bruce Jenner had come out, you know, an Olympic gold medalist, had come out and now said he's called Caitlyn Jenner. He wears a dress. He's got breast augmentations. He's completely changed himself. And they hailed him as a hero. How strange was it that ESPN, the sports network, gave him the award for the Bravest Woman of the Year award? You know, he's not even a woman, but he became the bravest for putting a dress on and getting breasts. And so as I started to contemplate about this goat-headed fallen angel demon, there's a few different pictures out there about him, and he has a star on his forehead, and we all know the Satanist sign of the inverted pentagram. And the inverted pentagram, the goat head fits perfectly in it. You often see the inverted pentagram with a goat's face right in it. I mean, it's real spooky. It's creepy looking. And oftentimes this entity, this demon, he's got breasts. So he's a male body, male goat, pointing up, pointing down, sitting there, and he's got female breasts. And that's why I think the Lord just quickened me to the knowledge. Is he said, this is who the world is worshiping right now. This is the spirit that is let loose, and they are not hearing my voice. They have hardened their hearts and rebelled, and they receive the teaching of the world, which is from Satan. That's his religion. So his religion is to promote transsexualism. His religion is to defile what God said was good of man and women. He says, no, two men should marry and two women. So you have two completely different teachings. They come from two different places. And so when people in the world receive these teachings and they start to compromise and say, well, I'm just going to go ahead and follow this, they need to know who they're following. They're not following the Lord anymore. They have converted over to follow this demon entity. And it was so interesting because when I saw the statue that they wanted to put in Oklahoma City, which I believe now is in Detroit, it had that goat-headed, you know, it's just the most wickedest thing you could look at. It had two children sitting there. And so I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, that's what do you see happening in the school systems right now? They're changing the books to make it sound from ages as early as kindergarten to say, well, Johnny and Harry got married, and if they had two apples, so they all of a sudden, you know, in the teachings of mathematics and English, they are putting this religion in there, this homosexual, transsexual religion in there to indoctrinate the kids, because they want to get them and pervert their minds as early as possible. It's a brainwashing technique. And then, and you know, and we talked about with Bruce Jenner and now Target in their bathrooms. So they're literally pandering to probably 0.4% of the population while, you know, trying to indoctrinate over 99% that this is somehow the way we should be thinking. So it's getting real strange. And then as I wanted to share these things on Facebook and just point out, you guys need to know who you're hearing this from, because there's a teaching from God and here's a teaching from Satan. I realized, wow, look at the celebrities. And then I looked at a few pictures, and I saw there was Madonna doing the same pose with the same horns. Then I saw Beyonce in another picture. Mm-hmm. She's got the Baphomet, and she's promoting it. And then you got Lady Gaga, who's doing it over and over again. And so generally do the music artists. They are going after the children, too. Yeah, at an early age, you're watching MTV. You're watching videos. You're going to concerts, you know, and you're very impressionable. So this whole thing
it's a worldwide conspiracy, brother, that you're bringing, you're pointing out here. And, folks, let me just say this. You probably, if you're a born-again believer, you certainly don't have an evil heart of intent toward hurting anyone. But that does not negate the fact that there are emissaries of the devil, emissaries of Satan, who are Satanists, who have evil in mind. They do not sleep unless they've devised more evil, as we read in Proverbs. And so this idea that, oh, they didn't mean anything by that. Okay, so let me ask you this. When you look at all of these costumes, this artwork, I mean, I'm looking at one right now, Frank, that you posted where Beyonce has this whole, like, shield vest on. It totally looks uncomfortable. It's certainly uncomfortable. It's made out of something. And then Madonna's got this big old thing with goat's horns on top of her head that certainly isn't comfortable to have on top of her head. So, I mean, and it was accidentally a symbol, a universal symbol, ancient universal symbol to worship Satan, and that's just an accident? Oh, wow. You know how naive Brother Frank would have to be to think that all of these people that are specifically using ancient satanic worship symbols are accidentally doing it and it's just for art. Now, wow, that would be the height of gullibility. I mean, if you go on Google Images and you put in satanic or Illuminati symbols, hand symbols or otherwise, you are going to get an education wading through, and you're going to be shocked at some of the people who are not accidentally but purposely making these symbols, people that you think are righteous and even people in places of being pastors. They have crept in among us, not only in society, but in the church world. The modern church world is apostate almost 100%, if not 100%. And we've got a real enemy, but the king is coming, brother, and he is going to squash, to put it lightly, all rebellion, and all that are in rebellion against him, which would include, that doesn't have to do with just those, that doesn't only have to do with those that are, you know, doing the goat's the horns with their hand, which is a universal sign of Satan, or doing these things that we're talking about here in this most blatant form of satanic worship. But those who are perverting the image of God by living in sin and in some kind of fornication, which I suspect that we're getting ready to talk about, Brother Frank. Go ahead.
Well, you know what's interesting was you brought out the pictures again was there was Beyonce, there was Lady Gaga, and then I posted one of Madonna. And Madonna's might be the most interesting one because both Lady Gaga and Beyonce's were done, I think, in photo shoots or, you know, when they presented these things in quick imagery and videos, and I'm scratching the surface. Many artists do it. This is the religion that they follow, whether they know it or not. That's what they're following. That was kind of the point in the article. It's whether you really realize it or not. Let me show you the God that you're following. But Madonna, yeah. Now when she's doing it, she's doing the exact post. This was at the Super Bowl halftime. So we're talking about the world's most watched program over the year, around the world. Especially in the United States. And here she comes out, and she's presenting it. So you realize this was something that was planned. This was something that was concocted. You know, many people have done breakdowns for Super Bowl halftime shows and, you know, basically says they're doing satanic rituals before our eyes. And there's no question that that's what she did. You know, these are witches we're dealing with. There's a form of witchcraft in the world there.
Exactly.
They're trying to cast spells on people. And they're trying to brainwash people, and so she's out there doing it. And then you go back and you realize, well, the NFL, the owners, these billionaires, these rich perverts, you know what I mean? They're not serving God either. And of course, the people who own the networks are in the same boat. And now this is a small percentage of people, but that small percentage of people are driving what everybody's seeing. So Satan has took hold of some of these people. They do his will. They follow after him. They hide him, and then they present it as normal. And so the rest of us are sitting there, we're watching it, and if you're not testing every spirit to understand that it's from God or not, and you have to know the word of God so you can test it, you have to say, what are they telling me? Take captive of those thoughts. I present it to the word of God. I say, does it contradict the Bible, or does it flow in perfect unity? And then I can determine, well, that's not from God. And that's what we need to do at the basic, you know, with the most basic teachings that we hear, whether it's from, you know, kindergarten now, high school, college, any type of movie. Now you have to be aware that they're doing it in sports. I mean, you would think sports would be pure, but they're trying to get you it from every angle. And again, here we go back to the children. The kids watch sports. They're getting you at an early age. So, and then you look at ESPN. ESPN is taking the stance where,
I mean,
of course, they promoted
Bruce
Jenner.
What are they doing taking a stand for something like that?
Right.
Think about
right.
it.
So you start to see. You see, it's not a conspiracy. It's really, it's reality. It's blatantly right in front of our faces. And just recently, Curt Schilling, who was a pitcher, he pitched for quite a few teams in the Major League Baseball. He pitched for the Red Sox. A lot of people remember him because he had the bloody sock when he pitched against the Yankees. It was a great game. I'm a Red Sox fan, so of course I remember that one. And he's a conservative Christian, and he's on ESPN, and he does analysis for the baseball games. Well, on Facebook, so on his personal time, he said basically that if you have a penis, you should use the men's bathroom. And if you don't, anything less than that, you use the girls' bathroom. You know, so he was just basically saying boys should use the boys' bathroom. And they fired him for that. So this is not something he promoted on air. He didn't say this try to cause any controversy. He didn't try to promote his position of normalcy on the air. He wrote this on Facebook in his own personal time. And they went ahead and fired him. So, you can see that where there is no tolerance when it comes to them promoting their perversion, that they are intent on doing this. They're not going to stop. And, we all need to stand up to this. Well, I shared something the other day about Target, because Target has decided to make a policy. You don't even have to be dressed as a woman to go into the women's bathroom. You can just say you feel like a woman
today
and walk in there. Yeah, so I could literally go in there and I could follow. I could sit there and I could watch. And I could use myself as an example, but a perverted man could sit there and watch. Wait for the ideal woman that attracts his eye to walk into the bathroom, and he could walk right in there.
Wow.
And she said, "What are you doing?" So I feel like a woman right now. And he could sit there. And, if you think about the bathroom for a second, the most vulnerable time, that you're out in public, if you have to go and use that. You've got to pull your pants down. You're sitting there vulnerable. This is not a place where you should feel uncomfortable at all. This is something that, you want to feel safe. So, again, we have whatever percentage of the population that says that they think they're women, in their minds. And then you've got 99% of the people, including young girls. And not only that, they can go into the women dressing rooms now. So they can men's dressing rooms and females, they can walk into the female dressing room and they can sit there. And they already caught some guy just doing this. He had his, because everybody's got a phone on them, so they all got video cameras. So he could hold his video camera underneath one of the things and try to film a woman as she's dressing on dress. So this is not really catering to, a person who's dressing up like a woman and going in there. Now you've just basically opened the door for a pedophile, a pervert, who now is going to seize opportunity.
Yeah, it's coming. Unfortunately, it's coming. Now, Brother Frank, think about this, too. They don't put cameras in bathrooms because of the privacy issue, right?
Right.
Okay, so that leaves in criminals like that, perverts like that, know this kind of stuff. I mean, the door slung wide open as far as I'm concerned. And, you just wonder about who's standing behind this. I would think not many are, but why would anybody defend this kind of stuff and not stand up against it is just beyond me. And I wonder if something happens to some lady or child in their family, what they're going to be saying then. But go ahead, brother.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. You have to ask yourself why, what's going on, and Paul talked about this mind frame, and certainly this is from demons. These are from opening the doors to devils, and completely instead of having your mind renewed by the word of God, you become reprobate minded, and the things that are contrary to the will of God become normalcy, and you actually become an enemy. And the Bible even talks about these people are enemies. And so Paul goes on to say, and he's writing Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:3, he says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control. See, that's a key word right there. Brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness and denying its power, and from such turn away. And I love the last sentence there when he says, have a form of godliness but denying its power. That they deny the power that the Lord has to transform a person. You know, they love to talk about this person was born this way. You know, and even if you from the earliest ages you had an attraction to same sexual partners, you know, I try to use this example. You know, as a married man, what makes me not be an adulterer, even though I'm attracted to women, is I choose to be faithful. You know, I don't go outside the boundaries there, because if I did, then I would be an adulterer. But yes, I've always been attracted to women, but I use self-control. I use restraint because I love her. Now, if you even if you had a sexual attraction to same sex, if you're not a homosexual until you act on those impulses and you give in and you start to do those things that are, you know, contrary to the will of God. So you have to choose to be faithful to the Lord, and that's what it means to take up the cross.
Let me throw this.
And deny yourself.
Amen. Thank you, sir. That's awesome. The cross right there. Amen. We didn't want to miss that. So important here. Now, Brother Frank, one of the things God has given us to overcome adultery, as he says in 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 5, is to partake of the blessing that he's given us. If you know what I mean, gentlemen and ladies, when you're married on a constant basis in order to ward off this evil that would corrupt us by sin, you know, he says to let it happen often so that you Satan doesn't get you for your incontingency or lack of ability to restrain. I really feel like somebody needs to hear that, Brother Frank, and to be blessed to enjoy what God has blessed to be within the confines of marriage. Now, brother, you know, sexual perversion has been around since the early days of Israel. I want to throw this in there before you continue to run with this, because this is really, really good. And but there was a man named Phinehas that God rewarded. He's the son of Eleazar. This is Numbers 25, saints, and I want to encourage you to go and read that. This is quite a revealing chapter, Brother Frank, as you know, where the Israelite, the people of God, some of the men began to partake with what we would call live pornography, if you will. They didn't have to go to the internet. It was just there. And then they brought in the Midianitish women into the camp. This guy's in this Midianitish woman. He's unequally yoked with a woman of another nation, right in the middle of everybody. And Phinehas spears them through their belly, one the back, the other the belly. And God rewards him and his family and generations. You know, we have to preach the word, saints and brothers in Christ especially, and even the unpopular convicting message that all fornicators will have their part in the lake of fire. In the lake of fire. Doesn't matter if you've been saved 100 years. If you die in sin, you're going to hell. God is still holy, holy, holy. And we must, in our own hearts and minds, put this harpoon of truth and just drive this stake into the ground, if you will, like Eleazar drove it and made a statement and God rewarded him for it. This has been going on, as you mentioned earlier, Brother Frank, for many, many thousands of years, where Satan gets the people of God to live in a state of sin, whereas he gains authority over them. That is, until and if they repent and submit themselves afresh to the Lord. And that's what someone listening may need to do, because, you know, the statistics and stuff show that there are a lot of Christian men that have been drawn into self-idolatry and the worship of demons through, you know, the internet, et cetera, without going into detail here, anything graphic. But God's calling us to repent from that, and to be washed by the water of his word, and to cry out to him to make us holy, even as he is holy. Without holiness, no man is going to see the Lord, Brother Frank, as you know, Hebrews 12, 14. But continue on there. Are we still talking about the bathrooms at Target as an example?
Well, you know, you got me... We're probably going to need to continue this conversation because there's just so much, and I see we're running out of time. But just to touch on what you were talking about, because Ephesians 5 is so right. It's shameful to talk about these things. I don't want to talk about these things. I don't want to talk about Madonna.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about Baphomet. I want to talk about the Lord. But he does say, but you need to expose this darkness, and people perish without for lack of knowledge. And they need to know that there's two different fathers. One's the father of lies, and one's the father from heaven who gives every good gift. And so that tells you about what the gifts that the father of lies has given you is nothing but death and destruction. He talked about the early Israelites, and you know, there was a king that wanted to curse them, and but God wouldn't curse them. So the prophet Balaam concocted a plan. He said, we can get them to curse themselves. He was like, if you get them to bow down to these false gods, and you know how they did
there
that? They sent in these prostitutes. They sent in these women
that
to seduce them, and they ran after the lust of their flesh and these over sexual immorality. They bowed down, and you know, there's a lot of people also that are talking about, you know, if you're a believer, you should be able to commit adultery, or you should be able to be homosexual, because you're covered by the grace of God. But that's pride. That's saying God needs to conform to me in the way I want to be versus us conforming to the way he wants to be. So that's like creating your own God. That's the, you're saying this
and
is what
false.
My God does. My God allows me to do this. And so Paul goes into, when he writes to the Corinthians church who had some sexual immorality issues, he says, now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us up in, by his power. He says, don't you know that our bodies are the members of Christ? Now, I want you to think about that for a second. We are our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit actually joins our spirit. We become one. There is no separation between Jesus and us now. So a believer that goes and watches pornography, you're taking Jesus with you to do that.
Yeah.
If you're going to have sexual immorality with another sex, you're taking him to do that. And you can see where David at one point says, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. So at what point does the Lord say, I'm not going with you? I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, it's like I waited.
Yeah.
I gave you time to repent. And because you didn't repent, I left. You know, you're not going to grieve me to the point where, you know, you're not going to make me be, you know, because that's like if you continue to do that, that's like saying, I'm your God, Jesus. I'm going to take you to do what
exactly.
I want to do.
You're in control.
That's not the way.
Yeah.
That's not the way it works. So that pride, remember what the Bible says? He says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. A humble person will say, will show that self-control and restraint and say, even though I want to do this, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to choose not to do it. And that's picking up the cross and denying yourself. But a person who's proud is going to say, I'm going to do it anyway. And, Lord, you're just going to have to accept me. And thank you for your grace. And that's where you get into these hyper-grace teachings that
and, you know,
change the grace of God into lewdness.
Listen, absolutely. Like Jude 4 warned us, absolutely. We see that. You know, and it's interesting you say that. We've got about two and a half minutes left here. You know, Brother Frank, I saw where this theme in evangelical apostate, so-called Christianity, is God's grace that covers me, really. And then that's defined just like you just defined it, that God covers me while I'm sinning because Jesus came to the earth and did a perfect work. That is absolutely blasphemous and against the scriptures. Jesus came to cleanse us from all iniquity, Titus 2:11-14. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle or sin or any such thing, but that is holy and washed by the water of his word. In other words, in obedience to his word, included there. Ephesians 5:25-27, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. I want to close with 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning in verse 14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord has Christ with Belial, that's Satan, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, and God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And the next verse says, let us therefore cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear Father, we pray that you would make us holy, to break us, O God, and cause us to be dead and buried with Christ, so that we might be raised up in thy grace and overcoming power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.